Ian Tree Service, Kelly speaking.
Oh, hi, Kelly. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for E&J.
Yes, that would be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing E&J on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for tree services or any of the variations, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And
okay.
I'm sure that you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, like tree service near me, for example, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. So right now in your area, they see Pennsylvania Arborists, Taylor's Tree Services. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Well, they're the locals there, too. They're smaller, but they're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would list you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be an option when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today, speaking with the tree services there. If we were to program E&J in to appear there, they block out that space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option at that moment that they're ready. The moment that they perform that search, you'll be right there to catch them. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there?
Since March.
Oh, March of this year?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And my name again is Tara. You said you're Kelly?
Yes.
Is it just you, Kelly, or are you and a partner or a crew?
So E&J is my husband and his partner, and
okay.
I am the one who mans everything else.
Okay.
They cut the trees down. I do everything else.
Okay. So, and for something like this, then you would be the person that would make all of the final, the marketing decisions or marketing purchases on behalf
of the company? I have to discuss it with my husband, because obviously he's the one who makes the money, and then so if it costs money, which I'm assuming it does, I would have to discuss it with him and the partner, and then I'm not the final one to make a decision, but I would be the one you would be dealing with.
Okay, makes sense. So if I were to, well, let me ask you this. So again, the reason we're calling today, there's a team of agents assigned to that area. They're calling out to fill it. So what happens, you and I disconnect this, call the next agent here. They're already queued up to dial the next qualified company. They just keep dialing until it's filled. Can I ask you, what do you think of this so far?
Of what you're offering?
Right, being on that first page of Google?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think it would be beneficial for us.
Okay, so if I were to pull up the pricing, and let's say you loved it, right? You felt like it was a great idea, and you felt like it was a good idea to secure that position for E&J, would you be able to put us on hold and give them a call to get the thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I do that then? The good news is you're new, so within the last year in business, so you can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's a new in business rate, and that's a reduced rate that they have just for our newer companies. One last question. So Mountaintop is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
How far do you typically travel for work? Yeah. Like 40 miles, 50 miles, 20 miles? 20-30 miles.
20-30, okay. So as long as it's within that reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty open to taking on?
Yeah, to be honest, it really depends on the job.
Okay.
Because if somewhere farther calls us and it's worth the money, we'll do it.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And then for that position, it's, again, month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts. And I'm just grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now.
And can I ask what the company is you work for again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. It's called Local Splash, like a splash of water, like Splish Splash.
Okay.
And give me one moment here.
So we'll listen to that.
Okay, so here comes Amy. She's my favorite. She's going to apply that rate reduction.
Hello, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.